At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But they love eating people. They love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Oh, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic. There'd be a lot of poop in my pants.
Seeing a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful mystery.
And I am J Clone 77.
And today we have with us a denizen of the dark, a bringer of destruction, a researcher of the occult.
Huh? Really? Wow. We have a special guest in studio today. He's known as the Tackle Maniac. He is also bringing us a topic that he has done some research on. We are joined today by Finnegan, also known as Finn. Say hello, Finn.
Hello.
Welcome to the studio. What do you think? Is it pretty cool here?
It's actually really cool.
Cool.
Especially as you're a monster-liking kid. This is probably about the coolest room in Ohio for a monster-liking kid.
Yeah.
There's more monster books on these like two bookshelves than probably the rest of Ohio.
Yeah, I would say that's probably
that's
true.
That's pretty cool.
Monster memorabilia. I mean, oh, it's okay, buddy. But we got like Braxy. We actually have, Jay bought that. That's one of the last ceramic Braxys produced in Flatwoods.
Cool.
All kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah.
And you're sitting in the chair that many amazing people have sat in.
Yes.
Yeah.
The giants of the community have sat in that chair.
Yes, actually, that is accurate.
I guess so, yeah.
Greg.
Yeah, he's pretty giant.
A giant of the community.
He's a pretty tall man.
No, so you brought us a cool topic.
Yeah.
You wanted to talk about this for a while now. This is our St. Paddy's Day special.
Yeah, so happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
As a alcoholic, it's one of my favorites.
That's probably not a good thing.
No.
Yeah.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Leprechauns.
Leprechauns. What, are they real or fake? Or is that we're going to find out?
We're going to find out.
Okay.
Do you guys want me to tell you a story already?
Yeah. I think it's time, yes.
Since it's St. Paddy's Day for the listeners.
Yeah.
You got to stop playing with the mic, Finley.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you Finley because I thought that was your name. I didn't know it was Finnegan.
What?
I've only ever heard you called Finn.
Oh.
So I just don't... Finnegan's a much cooler name than Finley.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, I have a friend named Jacob Finley. It's a pretty lame name.
Oh, jeez.
Just throw your friend right under the bus.
Rhyme.
Edit that one out for you.
Sweet rhyme.
Sweet rhyme. No, so you've been around us, so you know, like especially like last night. So we were at Athens for St. Paddy's Day, which is famous for St. Paddy's Day. There's, I think, like 30 bars or whatever you can walk to, all kind of in that downtown area. And we did a whole bunch of them. We started it in the biker bar, though. It's called, I think, the Smiling Skull is what it's called.
Ooh, scary.
It is, especially when we weren't local college kids. We were from a different college.
Any bar with name Skull in it.
And it looked like a biker bar, and then you go in the side, and it really looked like a biker bar.
Yeah.
And we were the only kids, and everybody's staring at us.
It's like the beginning of Terminator 2.
Yeah. And then we started playing pool, and everybody after that, everybody was fine with us.
Oh, okay. They're all right.
Because we weren't, like, we weren't drunk in there, like, throwing stuff and being loud.
Right.
But, you know Athens gets crazy for...
I've heard. I've never been involved.
Oh, I thought you went down one time.
No, my friends, yeah. Well, yeah.
Maybe not.
Well, one time they did burn a couch in the middle of the street.
We've talked about that. Maybe that was on the show that I was there for that. Not okay. At that party.
Oh, okay.
I was in Athens when that happened.
And then the horses all came in and stampeded people and pepper sprayed and got the water hose out. Yeah, that was my friends.
So we started hopping everywhere. And it got so bad. And Emily was our DD. And then she's trying to drive, and there's a, we're just in the back of this car, bro. We need food. We need, and it's like 2:30 in the morning. The only place
oh, no, open she is, was driving?
Yeah.
Scared. That's the scariest part of this whole story.
Well, Michael, and we won't say last names, you know Emily's driving.
Exactly.
She was shaking us up. So Michael threw up on the side of Highway 33.
Oh, no.
And stayed there for weeks.
Oh, no.
No, that's...
That's the story?
That's... I left out a lot of stuff because we have young years here.
Okay.
Athens is a wild place for St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
But if anybody ever goes down, there's a little place called Jackio's. It's in Ohio. I think it's just an Ohio thing. There's just a couple of them in Ohio. Hmm. But the one in Athens is really cool. It does a lot of Ohio, like Ohio, Kentucky, West Virginia, like beers, ciders, that kind of stuff. It's always changing.
Okay.
Or the Smiling Skull.
Nice.
The Red Brick Inn has the cheapest drinks.
Well, let's get back to the
leprechauns.
Let's get back to leprechauns.
So you brought research, right? I didn't prepare anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I brought some All
researches. Right. Well, let's go through some of your points on your research list there. We'll just go one by one and we'll discuss them. How about that?
All right. Did you know that there is no evidence of female leprechauns in history?
None?
None.
Do I look like a leprechaun?
No.
Oh, come on. Look at the beard.
You so have a leprechaun beard, but...
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
You don't know what their hair looks like under that hat.
Yes, they don't have any hair. They're bald.
Like me.
Oh.
So wait, there's no female leprechauns?
No.
If I may ask...
Well, no evidence.
No evidence, okay. But I was going to ask, do you know how maybe more leprechauns are made?
That is the confusing part.
Okay.
What do you think?
I just think magic makes them.
That's what I was actually.
It's probably fair. It's probably a fair guess or a fair claim. Yeah, magic. What do you think they split into, and then there's like a new one?
Yeah.
Do you think they clone each other?
That would be budding, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I guess it would. That if they split, it would be. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe they go
kind of cloning.
What if they have like? What if the rainbow is like a cloning machine for leprechauns?
Ooh.
I was just going to say they're made of starlight.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty. That is some evidence.
Or a leprechaun gathers 101 pieces of gold. That 101th piece becomes a new baby leprechaun.
So it's like Super Mario.
Yes.
You get that 101th coin, you got a new life.
Are you serious?
Well, yeah.
In like Mario, yeah.
The old Mario.
Oh.
Or I guess it'd be the 100th coin. 99 and 100, you know. You know, you get that one up.
I had 99 coins once.
And then what happened?
And I died.
Oh,
it was the best Mario moment in my life.
You were on top of the world for 1 second.
Just 1 second.
20 seconds.
So there's no evidence of female leprechauns.
Nope.
So is that all for that fact?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your next one?
They guard treasure, and if you capture one... They will show you where it is.
Ooh.
You know, I've heard that from several sources. Yeah. I always thought that was kind of neat because it kind of crosses with, like, not just leprechauns, some of the other fae.
that it's kind of like a rainbow.
Yeah.
I mean, a legend.
Yeah. Right, right, right. That when you catch them, you get their pot of gold. Or I think for like Fae and some even djinn legends, like actual genie djinn
legends.
And
they trick you with your wishes.
Mm-hmm.
Say they're supposed to give you three. Instead, they try giving you four and tricking you.
What's Have the fourth
you,
one?
Well, if you make a fourth one, then don't get the pot of gold.
Null and void.
And have you ever watched you broke the contract?
Do they get your soul?
No.
Your left arm, though. They do get your left arm.
They're not evil.
They're not?
No.
Leprechauns are good?
The documentaries I've watched
They're solitary. They're solitary.
They're indifferent. Creatures.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is that your next fact? Is they're solitary creatures?
Yeah. I mean, no, but
oh, so
it's one of the facts.
Okay, so first, there's no evidence of female leprechauns. They probably reproduce by budding. I think we've all agreed on.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, if you catch a leprechaun, you can get three wishes and you get their pot of gold.
Yes.
As long as you don't break the contract.
Yeah.
And like, they're like monkey paw style, trying to trick you into breaking the rules.
Yes. Mm.
Okay. I'm learning so much.
The next fact is their name leprechaun means little body.
Ah.
What is that? Santa laugh.
Santa laugh.
It's because I'm fat. It just happens when you get this big.
Oh.
No, I'm going to start calling. I was laughing because I'm going to start calling Jay Leprechaun.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to know why.
What is it? Little body?
Yeah.
Is that what it stands for?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I mean, for a man, you're pretty.
Taller than you.
Yeah, but for a man,
he's 4 years old. He's trying.
What? I'm 7. FYI.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, put you in your place.
Jay stopped growing when he was your age, just so you know.
And actually, then his hair fell out.
Actually, 3 feet.
I hit a growth spurt in high school, thank you very much. So now I'm a giant compared to what I used to be.
Literally, you're like...
I was probably your height.
You're only like 5 feet. That's only a couple inches taller than me.
I'm so. Like, calling him, telling him he's 5 feet is giving him a couple extra inches. Come on. He's like 4'8".
I'm 5'7" with my shoes on.
I'm 4 foot too.
With platform shoes, maybe.
I didn't specify what kind of shoes.
You come out in stilettos.
Wow. I got nice legs. Sometimes I like to wear them.
So, we know there's no female leprechauns. They give you wishes, and the name translates to little body.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like the funniest fact, pretty much.
I love it.
So am I still a leprechaun? Do I look like a leprechaun or no?
I
think maybe I am one.
I think you're a leprechaun abducted.
Ooh, that's scary. Okay, next.
They are solitary fairies that cause mischief.
Now, you just said something that I want to talk about.
Yes.
You said they're fairies.
Yeah.
So we talk on this show a lot about the fae, which is just another word for fairies.
Yeah.
It's like the group.
Yeah.
Because fairies are like a type of fae.
Yes.
And they're known for that, being tricksters, maybe not being evil, but not being good.
My mom wrote evil, so I crossed it off and wrote solitary.
For all of our loners out there, you're not evil. You're just solitary. No, so they are. Read your fact again for me, please.
They are solitary fairies that cause mischief.
So they cause mischief. They're fairies. What does the word fairy mean to you?
Because
they don't look like Tinkerbell or nothing like that, right?
No.
Yeah.
Just like a small little person.
Like a person-like creature.
Yes.
The small guys.
Yeah.
Do you know
another kind of fairy is a banshee?
You're right. Yeah, you are really right. The fae. But so banshees aren't small, though, are they?
No. So they're like different heights of fairies.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Is that some fairies can be really big.
Yeah.
Actually.
Like a giant, pretty much.
Like, yeah. Just talked about that.
Giant fairies?
Oh, giants on Patreon.
Oh, gotcha. Yes, we did.
There were probably fairies twisting kids' heads off.
Oh.
Yeah.
You were in there making jokes watching Mountain Monsters.
Yeah, don't act like you're scared.
I know.
Yeah.
You tell me scarier stories than that.
So they're solitary fairies. Do you know of any other fairies that aren't solitary? That maybe some that like to hang out with other ones?
Angels?
Interesting.
I mean, they fly in groups.
Yeah, no, I'm just asking questions. I'm not telling you you're right or wrong. Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
Tell them the one you just said quietly. No, the one you said quietly to me, real quick.
Do you know about a ghost is like a fairy, pretty much. Do you know about the lady in brown? It's a bad fairy. It's an evil fairy.
The lady in brown.
It's not Irish folklore, but it's really scary. So I believe I saw it. I think I saw it.
Well, let's save that for the end.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's an interesting thing. Okay, let's keep going with leprechauns. We'll come back to the lady in brown.
Yeah. They are also very moody, actually.
Ooh, leprechauns are? Mm. Yeah. What do you mean by moody?
Yeah.
They have...
Like your sister moody?
My sister...
She's so sweet.
No.
Well, she kept... Everybody's like, whose girl is that? Because she kept coming up and hugging me during euchre.
Because you were giving her candy and quarters.
She kept coming up and hugging me.
When she's around me, she's not sweet.
She's your sister. It's just how it works.
Yeah, but they're kind of like my sister, moody.
Yeah, moody.
Except they probably get drunk and then get moody.
The leprechauns?
Yeah.
They probably do.
I think you're sounding more and more like a leprechaun.
Yeah, I get moody when I have a little sauce in me.
I don't really know that thing, so yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So they're solitary, they're moody. So that's kind of a fae folk thing too, being moody.
Yes.
They can be quick to temper and take a long time to calm down. Here in North America, we have something similar called a puckwudgie, and they are really bad to be around.
They're pretty moody.
Really moody, actually.
Mm-hmm. You know about them? Yeah. Okay, cool.
Well, not a lot. But you've heard of them. I know that they're really moody.
Yeah.
Jay was almost eaten by a puckwudgie.
I was what?
Almost eaten by a puckwudgie.
Nearly escaped. Good thing I can run really fast. He tried to grab my hair as I was running away.
Bro, I almost beat you in a race. I was so close.
So close, yet so
far. Almost doesn't count.
Only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
And the holy hand grenade of Honkernock. What's your next fact?
They play tricks on humans who try to steal their gold.
Okay, so what's with the gold? What's with leprechauns and the gold?
I don't know.
Where did they get this gold?
I think they just collect it and stuff. They have diamonds. Gold? They have...
Rubies.
A lot of violins, actually.
Violins?
Yeah. Irish is...
Collect gold. Oh, he's Googling.
Bro. Why would he Google?
Because we don't know. These are questions I want to know.
I actually kind of know.
Well, tell me.
I think they collect it, so then when they grant wishes, they can trick people into getting 4 wishes.
So, did people give them gold for wishes?
No, actually. Oh. Their pot of gold is one of the 3 witches.
It's like the given one.
Yeah, okay. So you can choose the pot of gold or one of your wishes. You can either choose the pot of gold or one of your wishes. So, I definitely choose the pot of gold because I'd be rich.
You know what I would choose?
What?
Hearts, stars, and horseshoes. Clovers and blue moons. Pots of golden rainbows and big red balloons.
This isn't time to sing.
Here's a weird thing. So I looked it up for us.
Yeah.
They have to earn their gold.
Leprechauns do.
Yeah.
To like.
So you're kind of stealing their savings.
Like do their job. Know. Yeah.
That's a question I never really thought about. Where do they get their gold from?
They're actually like letting you steal their savings. So
I'll tell you a story if you want. Because I just heard about a leprechaun. I think it was on the Kryptonaut podcast.
Okay.
Sure. I love listening to their show. That we have a lot of shared listeners for their show. They're great.
Yeah.
But that they had a listener write in about maybe seeing a leprechaun. I think it was in New York. And very Faye-esque. He said that there was this little guy. And he said it wasn't like a person with dwarfism or anything like that. He's like, it was something different. Like, it kind of didn't look like a human, but it still was humanoid.
Right.
Yeah, but like really an orange beard.
Yeah, not as dramatic as like some of the paintings.
Yeah.
But he was the only one that was like looking at this guy. And he was like dancing and doing all this like stuff. And he had essentially a pot that people were just tossing money into. But he's like, the people that were going past him were like, even though they were putting money in the pot, they weren't like seeing him. He thought it was like a spell or some kind of trance.
Mm.
And then the little guy looked over at him, smiled way too big, kind of like the smiling man, and then disappeared.
Like just phased out?
Yeah.
That's actually like a real Irish old thing.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard stories. I think, do you think leprechauns and gnomes may be the same phenomena? Or yes. Different?
I think they're close.
Yeah, they're like... They're
I think
like,
gnomes are a little more
like
friendly.
They're like cousins, pretty
You think
much.
Gnomes are friendly?
As far as compared to leprechaun lore.
Okay.
And they do, there are female gnomes.
There's female gnomes, okay.
And there's types of gnomes and trolls. Like,
okay. I would like to imagine that
so
story.
So they're probably like 80% next to each other, so.
They're that close, you think? Okay. I would have liked to imagine that story ended instead of him just phasing out. It would have been cool if he did like a backflip into the pot and winked and then then disappeared.
Why do you hate me?
No, I think it's funny.
What did I do to you?
I thought the whale, what was it? Not whale, the
tumor seal.
The tumor seal was funny with the wink.
Yeah, poor Finn doesn't have any idea what's happening.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. There you go.
A tumor seal did a backflip into a hole and gave it a little wink on the way in.
That'd be from Darby O'Gill.
What?
What'd you just say?
That'd probably be from Darby O'Gill.
Darby O'Gill?
Is that a book?
It's an Irish movie.
Right.
1960.
He has a very extensive knowledge of...
I was going to say, how do you know that movie?
Movies, music, and dates.
I'm Irish.
Me and Emily just watched Darby O'Gill. It is one of the... It's a really weird, good movie.
When they're drinking, they start singing and making jokes. I love that Irish accent.
Can you do an Irish accent?
Did they catch the king?
What?
All right.
Did they catch the king with a cat in that one?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I haven't watched it in so long.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. It came out when?
1960.
Okay.
It was made in 1959 and came out in 1960.
Gotcha.
A year later.
You can tell.
See, I have no idea. I never heard of it. But maybe I'll have to watch it sometime.
My heart.
I'm sorry. Sorry to disappoint you.
You better be.
What's your next leprechaun fact?
They make shoes. You can find them by following the sound of their hammer.
Oh.
I thought that was elves.
Well, that's the elves and leprechauns are
make shoes.
What if the leprechauns make the elves' shoes?
I think we're connecting some dots.
So, what if leprechauns like work with Santa?
I bet they trade shoes for toys.
I can see it.
It adds up.
We're connecting some dots here.
High five.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
That's the nicest thing Finn's done with you since
I know.
You guys he's been here.
It's like the nicest thing I've done to you in my life.
A high five, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, he tried to stab you earlier.
Otherwise, I'd beat you up.
Oh, yeah. We'll see.
This is like
don't
the
actually
same
do it, though.
I won't.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but at home, yeah.
So I never knew what leprechauns cobbled shoes also. That's neat.
I learned that like last year. So like,
do you think is that probably how they earn some money?
I don't know. Actually,
Making shoes is probably money making shoes.
I heard that they make shoes for their siblings.
The leprechauns.
They work alone.
They're brothers.
But they can have siblings.
Okay. Okay.
No, they don't have parents, but they can have siblings.
I feel like it's a good thing they work alone, because if there was two of them together, that could be a lot of problems for a lot of people. Actually,
they don't have parents, but they have siblings?
I know, it's confusing.
Well, yeah. They bud, remember?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
They can,
but
like,
it's
bite
just
into
so
a
you
family.
Just have brothers. I you would can't. Never have a mom and dad.
Leprechauns are like a whole entire family together.
I'm just so excited that leprechauns are actually an advanced form of sponge.
What?
Sea sponge, because how they reproduce.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So we're just like...
You know what? I think they do work together in special occasions. That's when you see a double rainbow.
Like, when...
That explains the double rainbows.
Taste the rainbow.
It's two pots of gold.
Ooh.
Does that mean you get double the wishes?
That's actually how baby leprechauns are made.
That means you get six wishes.
What if you wish for a new leprechaun?
Ooh, like the infinite genie thing?
Oh yeah. Or what if you wish for a girl leprechaun?
I would not wish for a girl leprechaun because they just form parents and then they tell the leprechauns what to do and then they'd just be all of that and then they wouldn't be so fun anymore.
Yeah, they'd be more disciplined.
I was going to say, I think you have some issues that you're working out on this show right now.
I didn't even understand what he said right there. What'd you say again? Hmm? What'd you say?
If somebody wished for a girl leprechaun, it'd form families.
Right, because then now they can finally have baby leprechauns.
Yes, okay. And then that just caused the leprechauns to have more discipline and stuff.
Right.
And
family structure is good.
Yes, and then they wouldn't be as fun.
Oh, or maybe not as mischievous.
Yes.
Maybe they would be more fun in ways.
And I think it'd be very dangerous, though, because I think they would take over the world if they had a little bit of structure.
Yeah. That's probably why there's no female leprechauns. Don't.
Yeah.
Public service announcement. If you find a leprechaun, do not wish for a girl leprechaun.
Yes.
One in three chance.
Don't even wish for another leprechaun. Yeah. Don't even wish for another leprechaun. Just a wish for a dirt bike.
Is there any...
That's Jay, you gotta get this kid a dirt bike.
You wish for it.
Yeah.
It's only once in the universe.
I've wanted a dirt bike since I was 2 years old.
Or maybe Jay will take it to Finley to get you a dirt bike.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Don't do the puppy dog face.
I'll look on Marketplace for you after.
Oh my
find
God.
A good deal.
You find a leprechaun. You get any wish in the universe in the world.
Only
Sir,
three, though.
What would you like? A dirt bike.
From the mouth Dude. Of babes.
You just want to be like the dirt bike kid, don't you?
Yeah.
Is that what that movie's called?
Yeah, Dirt Bike Kid.
Okay.
I love that movie.
I know you do. He showed me it.
He just literally gets a dirt bike off a BMX. That's a pretty bad trade.
Well, it's a pretty good trade for him.
For him, but for the other kid, the kid was like, why would I trade?
Yeah, he made a mistake. Yeah. But that's how you got to be a good salesman, you know? You're selling yourself, not the product.
Yeah.
That's how sales works. Okay, we're going to take
pause. We'll be right back,
here's
guys.
Here's an ad break from our sponsor, Flavors of the Forest.
Yes.
Suey! I got me this hot, fresh squonk steak, but man, it tastes bad. Jay, you got anything to fix this up?
I think you need some seasoning on that squonk fixer up.
Well, what do you got?
How about you try this right here? It's called Bigfoot Breath. Raw garlic seasoning made from fresh garlic.
Oh, give me that. Sure. Well, it did make it taste a lot better. Jeez.
Brought that squonk right alive, didn't it?
You know, I'm going to have to kill more squonks to use more of this seasoning.
Oh, how about you try this instead? How about you try my spicy garlic seasoning?
Oh, give it here. Suey! That's good stuff.
Spicy, but not too spicy.
That's perfect. Can you get these delicacies?
Oh, you can find these on flavorsforest.com. This is our newest spice that's just been created. And it's from Flavors of the Forest.
Make sure you all get some at the links down below. We'll catch you. Suey!
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing some more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health, their food. So she's decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over the 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Grace loves it. She just gobbles it up. Go check out Badlands Ranch. You can get there at badlandsranch.com/corncrew and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/corncrew today.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because I panicked. That's why. And we're back.
We're back.
Thank you for that sponsor of Flavors of the Forest. You can buy it at the link below.
If you like putting garlic powder in your food, this is the best garlic powder ever created, in my opinion.
Well,
I'll agree.
And I'm not even exaggerating. I'm being dead serious.
Are you?
Maybe.
Dead serious.
So, well, that means you're. That means you're about, serious when you're dead.
Exactly.
Oh, dab.
Dab on them.
Dab.
All right. What's our next fact?
All right. This is the last fact.
Ooh, the last one.
The last fact.
They eat lots of meat, potatoes, and drink whiskey.
Ah. I kind of like this Irish fellow now.
Yeah.
I like meat and potatoes.
I hate potatoes. I love meat.
What? You don't like taters?
I'm sorry.
Out.
Okay. Bye. I walk at least an hour home.
Do you know how far New Jersey is from here?
He's not from New Jersey.
Where is he from? I keep telling everybody it's New Jersey. Boston?
No.
That's where Emily was telling everybody you were from.
Just tell the state you're from.
No, it's not from Boston. It's from, we're from Massachusetts.
There you go.
12
Do
hours.
Do you know all those states over there are like the size of Ohio?
I meant to his house. Our home to his house.
You know, an eagle will eat you before you get there.
A golden eagle. Oh. A Californian condor, mate, perhaps.
Yeah.
You're not much bigger than that size of that bald eagle that kid just tried to pick, or that bald eagle just tried to pick up.
And there's some that live around here, too.
Oh, yeah.
Are there actually?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could see one. Yeah.
Oh, I saw one. I only saw one in America.
Yeah, take him over by McGuffey.
I meant to say Massachusetts.
We'll go away to see if we can see the bald eagle.
I really wanted to drive the gator.
Yeah.
You said that I could drive the gator.
All right, that's later. We'll talk about that later.
They like to drink whiskey.
Yes. I'm pretty sure
you're a leprechaun, Jay. I think that's...
I don't know. I don't really... Well, I do like some whiskeys, but I don't like drinking whiskey.
I think it depends on what you're classifying as whiskey. I don't... Do you like Irish whiskeys?
I don't know.
I tried Irish whiskey.
Okay.
What was that moment of silence for?
For me later. I got to edit some stuff.
Yeah.
It's how I find stuff to edit.
Oh.
Okay, so they like to drink whiskey. I get it. Yeah. Now, what is the... Do you have anything else for leprechauns? Or what do you think a leprechaun really looks like?
Here, you can put that. Here, let me have
here, yeah, you can put that on the table now.
Well, I think a leprechaun looks like... this is a real fact. That I know, not from that paper. This is a real fact. They don't wear green. They wear brown.
Oh, okay.
That's news to me.
Yeah. Why?
Because it's camouflage.
That makes sense.
Why do they gotta? Can you hurt a leprechaun?
No. If you just like flick it, it will go flying, but it'll disappear and then reappear. It's like it regenerates itself.
Oh, okay.
That's why they're like a mythical creature.
Right.
That's why they're like Irish folklore. That's why it's folklore.
Right, because they're just mythical beings.
Yes.
That's guarding their pot of gold. Now, what's with the rainbow that comes out of it?
Well, leprechauns love rainbows.
Okay.
For a reason. Because they bury their pot of gold in the rainbow. And when you find the pot of gold and you open it, the rainbow will come out.
So that's why how rainbows are made.
Maybe. Who knows?
Anything could be possible.
Light refraction in the sky after water.
Rainbows. Why are you mumbling?
Because he's making up stuff. He don't know nothing.
I forgot you guys aren't wearing headphones.
Yeah.
So the joke kind of got lost.
Yeah, we couldn't really hear you.
You can't hear. Normally when you're wearing these, even if I whisper into this microphone, you can hear it. Mm. They can hear it at home.
Oh.
Don't worry. Don't worry. They got the joke. Yeah. They got the joke.
Well, I didn't, so.
So you want to talk about the woman in brown?
Oh, yes. So the woman, the lady in brown.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the lady in brown. It's kind of like the urban dancing lady.
Urban dancing lady? I don't even know that one.
You're telling me all kinds of
stuff. It just dances in the street, and if it sees you, it chases you with a knife.
Okay. You know, I have seen videos about that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's like new creepypasta.
Yeah.
So tell us about the lady in brown.
So the lady in brown doesn't kill you. It warns you that... Okay. Well, not it doesn't warn you, but it can kill you if it wants to. But when I saw the lady in brown, I swear I saw something.
Well, tell us about your experience.
Well, I was watching TV. I was watching The Amazing World of Gumball.
Good show.
Yes, it actually is.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. I was drinking
whiskey?
No. I stole mom's coffee and I
You just admitted that?
Yeah, and I was drinking it.
She's going to hear this?
Mom, if you are watching this, I am very sorry. But I stole mom's coffee, and I was drinking it, and then mom called me upstairs, not for the coffee incident, but so I could go to bed. And I was going upstairs, and I watched a lady with no face. It was white. Her face was just white, had no mouth. And it had a mouth, but when it opened its mouth, it had sharp teeth everywhere. And it had two mouths.
There was two mouths?
Yes.
Okay.
So a mouth inside a mouth.
Oh, okay.
Like, Huggy Wuggy.
Huggy Wuggy. I don't know that.
Huggy Wuggy.
What's Poppy Playtime?
Oh.
I'm not as familiar.
Video game horror.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My brother played that game once, and he's 16, and he got scared of it.
Well, he's...
It's super scary, so, like, you're running.
He's easily frightened.
Because his dreads are too tight.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why.
Oh, okay. And also, you could hear Huggy Wuggy just banging on the vents.
Yeah, it's scary.
And he says, "Come on, let's play."
Okay, that's really creepy, especially when you do it.
Jane did this. And he dropped the controller.
Oh, I believe it. So let's go back to the lady in brown. She had a white face, no eyes.
No eyes.
But two mouths. One, a mouth inside a mouth.
Black hair.
Okay.
She wore like greenish brown. That's why it's called the lady in brown.
Okay.
And she does this. She walks down the staircase.
This is what you've seen?
Yes.
Okay.
And so she walks down the staircase. And if you see her, she can possess anyone.
Just tell us what happened what you saw. Just tell us that whole thing.
All right. Well.
So you stole your mom's coffee, and she's like, "Finn, come up here. I need you to go to bed." And you're like, "Oh,
that's not how my mom sounds."
Oh, how does she sound?
You know her.
What? Do it for me.
"Hi, Finn. Come upstairs. It's time to go to bed."
Oh, that's really creepy.
I'm bad at her voice.
She wasn't the lady in brown, was she?
No.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, so you're running, so you run up to this, go to the stairs, and you look up.
At the top of the stairs, in the hallway, the hallway is just longer than usual.
So I'm in
the hallway, and it just expands.
Okay.
It literally expands.
Like where the bathroom is, it was really far away?
It was super far away.
Like the hallway stretching out, right?
Yeah.
It just expands. And all of the rooms were gone. There was nowhere to hide.
Okay.
There was a wall blocking the stairs. I was walking down the hall, like, shivering with fear. And I saw a lady just in brown just start floating out of the walls.
Into the hallway? Okay, and then what?
And then she, like, put up her arms and opened her mouth. And I fell asleep in the hall. And then I woke up and I had to fall asleep in the hall. And I woke up and it was just normal.
Where'd you wake up?
In the hallway.
So you passed out in the hallway?
No, I was scared, so there was no rooms, so I had to fall asleep in the hallway.
Okay.
So when I woke up, I was in the hallway.
Okay.
And everything was normal.
Did your mom still, like, was she still calling for you?
The night just regenerated to the same night.
Oh, so it, like, restarted.
Yeah, but she didn't know that.
Right, only you knew it.
Yeah, and then I didn't see the lady in brown that
She was
time.
Gone.
No, she was gone. And this other time, I saw a lot. I seen lots of scary sightings.
Okay.
Like Bigfoot.
You've seen Bigfoot.
Well, I swear.
You gotta tell us.
I didn't see. I didn't see Bigfoot, but I saw something that I know was made by Bigfoot. No other creature in the woods would have made that. Plus, I don't have bears in my woods, so I was walking in the woods.
Behind your house?
Yeah. Okay.
Is this the one you guys got lost in for like 4 hours?
Yeah.
No.
It's not the same woods?
Nope. No, it was the same woods, but it was a...
Remember we got lost?
I remember that. But it wasn't when you...
No, I know it wasn't
I was
time.
On my own. I was on my own. I had, I was whittling wood with my pocket knife. And, okay. So I started a... whittling, and out of the corner of my eye, I see a little house, like a huge, ginormous, they're logs just stacked on each other.
Okay.
And I go to it, and I hear like twigs.
You went to the house?
I went to the thing, yeah.
That you saw, okay.
And I heard twigs just cracking on the ground. So I opened it up. I did not see Bigfoot, but I saw meat.
You saw meat?
Yes.
So you're in the woods. You see this thing, a structure. You go to it and you open the door? Or you just look inside?
I look through a crack.
And you see meat?
Like a tiny little like rabbit thing leg. Or something.
Just hung up? Then what'd you do?
I ran away.
Smart.
Wise.
Smart.
That's what you should have done.
Those woods are really weird behind your
house. They're really weird.
They're strange.
And I saw another Bigfoot sighting. I was going deep in the woods with Mom and Emma because it was deep in the woods. That's the time where you weren't there, but we got lost and Jaden had to drive
to pick you up.
Yeah, and
you're wild people.
I know. It's because we're Irish. And we see this rock. It has huge, like, marks.
Yes, I know the rock you're talking about, actually.
Oh, I think you sent me pictures of that rock.
Yeah, I found it when I was there, yeah.
It was pretty cool, actually.
Gigantic, and it had the
And
was
there
split.
Was, there were, you know how we went in those woods and they had tunnels?
Tunnels in the woods?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember when I almost fell through a crack in the woods and like deep?
No, I don't remember.
I was like hang. I was like scratching the rock to get up.
No, I don't remember.
You
this.
Don't?
No.
Oh, well, it was the place where we had to jump from rock to rock, and we could visit caves.
I don't remember caves back there.
You don't?
No.
There
maybe I wasn't there that time.
Was when you found one cave in the rock.
Okay. No, I never saw it.
Well, at least three.
Oh, but you're talking about, that's not behind your house. That's at,
no. No. The other
place. Yes, the other place. Yes. It's called,
I forget what it's called.
I'll look it up. That was really cool. We went hiking through this, it like, was big,
yeah.
It was where, like, I think a glacier or something maybe went through and carved out this.
Oh, is it a glacier groove?
Yeah. And it's a deep, just cut in. And
one of the tunnels' names were Fat Man's Misery.
Yes.
Because it was.
You called me and told me about that, too.
So small.
Yeah.
A fat man would just die.
If you guys had more time, we'd take you up to Kelly's Island and show you the glacial grooves up there.
Oh.
What's Purgatory? Hold on. I think it's called Purgatory.
You went to Purgatory?
I think it's the name of the
The park is named Purgatory?
The name of the like cavern or not cavern, the ravine or whatever it's in. It's
Purgatory's like, ravine.
Something like that. I think that's what it's called. Let's see here. What would that be called? What's that called?
I don't know actually. But,
It's called Purgatory Chasm State Reservation.
Okay, because I was going to say, if mom knows.
That's it.
Well,
if you ever are in Massachusetts, I highly recommend, and don't you?
Yes.
If you want to go for a nice hike, the Purgatory Chasm State Reservation is pretty fun, the hike. It's, you got to climb up and down rocks.
Yes.
It's a cool trail. There's multiple paths to take in and out. There's rivers there. And,
There's like, so you know how people think fairies live in mushrooms?
Yeah. Yes.
I saw the tiniest little mushroom.
Okay.
And I saw this tiny, tiny thing just like flying.
Okay. Was it a bug?
It didn't look like a bug. It was smaller than a bug.
Smaller than a bug. And some pretty small bugs.
It had some darn small wings.
Oh, okay.
I think a caddis fly is one of the smallest. There's this, like a caddis fly that can fly through like the head of a needle.
Dang, it's pretty small.
Well,
could be a fairy.
It was probably could like be. This, like that small.
And it came out of the mushroom? Nice. Good find.
And
very observant.
It looked like a fairy, so I put it in a jar. And it is now has a passed away, went to heaven, freedom, and it is probably eating some cheese. It's probably eating some cheese fries up there.
Oh, you're speaking my language.
You killed a fairy?
I did not mean to. It was a treasure.
I think you just named his heaven. Your heaven.
No, I'm more stuck on that he murdered a fairy.
I did not mean to. Super cool.
He kidnapped a fairy and then murdered it.
Died from neglect.
Yeah.
Which is murder.
Well, it's potato potato, right?
Our first murderer on the show.
I never
Young
murdered.
Too.
I did not murder anything.
Did you put the fairy in the jar?
Yes.
Did you not feed the fairy?
Did you put air holes in the jar?
I gave it like a leaf.
No. What did I ask? Did you feed the fairy?
Yes.
Fairy food?
It actually kind of like gave me clues of what fairy food is.
They were banging on the glass, screaming to be let out.
Let me out.
And then they stopped moving, and then that's when they died. Did you put air holes
they
in it?
They died after a month. Okay.
That took a while. Did you put air holes in the jar?
What is an air hole?
Okay, that's no.
The answer is no, then.
The answer is no.
Well, I don't think you could. It would have escaped.
I tried letting it escape. It flied its last flight, and it flapped its wings, its last flap. And
I think I'm going to title this episode The Death of a Fairy.
It died. My sweet fairy.
Were you, like, shaking the jar really hard?
No!
And they're like, oh, it can't fly anymore. I guess I got to take it. Okay.
Why would I do that, actually?
Why would you put it in a jar?
I'm a kid. I like finding treasures.
See, if you think that's an excuse, you already know better.
It's not an excuse. I said an excuse.
Things happen, right? Sometimes things happen in life. And you pick up the pieces and you move on, right?
Yeah, the guy in Far Wheel did that.
The dog ate the fairy.
The dog? Your dog?
Buckeye.
Buckeye ate the fairy?
Yep.
Oh, well.
He probably thought it was like a fly.
No wonder why his turds were all sparkly.
Well,
there's an explanation for that.
Oh, no.
You don't want to hear it.
Sparkly dog turds. Well, Jay, Finn.
Yes.
This has been a really fun episode. Yeah. Jay, would you like to work on the outro and thank Finn for being here?
Yes, I'm Jay Clone 77. And Finn, thank you for joining us in studio today and sharing your amazing stories.
You're welcome.
Committing to murder and several other crimes that I have to edit out.
I did not murder anybody.
Not anybody, just a fairy. It's okay.
Just a fairy.
A fairy.
To be fair, they would kill you too.
Yeah, to be fair.
Thanks.
I mean, they're violent too.
Right.
I mean,
so, you know, when
leprechauns are violent. Oh, pixies. Yeah. Pixies. Violent.
Pixies are violent too.
Eye for an eye.
So, Finn, at the end of this show, what we'd like to do, we're going to count down from three. We're going to scream bye, and then the outro will play. Are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Bye!
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cribs of the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the Jay clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye!
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.